Good day, I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Okay, here's how to get free beer, eh?
Hello, yes, welcome to Dailyish. Today is July 1st, 2015. Happy Canada Day. It's 19 degrees outside, feels like 24 degrees. The smoke has cleared a little bit. If you listened to Show Me Your Mic the other day, the other podcast I do about podcasting, I talked about the smokiness of Saskatchewan because of forest fires up north. So that has cleared off, luckily, thankfully. First of all, got to adjust my microphone so I can read the screen. A little bit of follow-up from the last episode where I talked about the issue, the struggle, the dilemma, the crisis, I think, is not understating it, going on in our family. I just replay a little bit of that.
Show me Curious George. That's the man with the yellow hat. The monkey's name is Curious George.
Noah? Because he's just a monkey.
Monkeys can have names.
But he can. His name is Monkey.
His name is Monkey?
Yeah.
And what's just his name? The yellow guy.
No, yellow guy.
No, but he's wearing yellow. What's his name?
Curious George. But this is not Curious George.
So, yes, my daughter is still struggling. She still is fighting the name Curious George. It's not the monkey. It's the man with the yellow hat. Brother-in-law Paul had some suggestions on Twitter, and I'm just trying to get to them. I have the one. Maybe he deleted them. Maybe he was so worried that he was offending me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm unable to tweet properly. But he said, first of all, Curious George is not a monkey. He's an ape. I'm logged into the wrong account. That's why. Stinking Twitter. He's an ape. No tail, no monkey, is what Paul had said. Secondly, he said, so Lucy needs to understand that. It's vital. Then, second, you can't let your kids walk all over you. This calls for a firm hand. No treats, no meals, no playing, no smiles, no reading until she says these words. Curious George is the ape. There is no monkey. So I didn't try that this week. I'll consider it. We don't usually go that harsh on things, but I think this. I do agree with Paul. This is a very serious issue that we're facing, and this probably does warrant a firmer response than other things. You know, timeouts and things aren't going to cut it here. This is like just one of those cultural issues of the day that you want to get right as a parent. So. I'll follow up in future dates. I'll interview Lucy again and see if we can get her on the right side of history on this one. If this is age two, I can't imagine teenage years. Oh boy. Anyways, all this to say, behind the scenes stuff and good stuff. We're changing some stuff about where things are being hosted, the files and things, and the feeds are the URLs and the feeds and the whatchamacallits are changing a little bit. And so we're experimenting on Dailyish first I'm going to experiment on Dailyish first to make sure things have all worked properly. It's a bit of a mystery, not really, but a bit of a mystery in how iTunes handles all this stuff. And there's redirections and all that kind of garbage. And so I apologize in advance if all of a sudden you end up with 107 new new episodes of Dailyish in your feed player, podcast player of choice. Hopefully it's set to like only download the 5 most recent ones or whatever. Because there's a slight chance when we do all this wizardry mumbo jumbo that it'll basically tell your podcast player, hey, these are all new episodes. Don't worry about what you listened to in the past. These are new. So we think we've got all our ducks in the row and all our bacon on the frying pan, and as they say, and things like that. But computers are computers, technology is technology, and podcasts are a mystery. So hopefully that doesn't happen to you. Send me an email. Kyle@goodstuff.fm is where you can email me if there's any issues and you have to pay extra bandwidth for your all the downloads that you have to download of all the episodes. Luckily, Dailyish is quite a short, small files, so hopefully it won't do that. But kyle@goodstuff.fm is where you can reach me if you want to yell and scream. Or you can just send me an email, chris@goodstuff.fm as well, if you would rather just talk about the nice things that are happening in your world. You can follow me on Twitter, iChris on Twitter. Send me a tweet there if you get annoying things happening. And that's it for this one. I'm going to go and test this out. So thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.